I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Piedmont Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield have now signed off on an agreement that will allow people insured by Anthem Blue Cross to continue seeing Piedmont Healthcare providers on an in-network basis. Governor Deal announced that the two companies had come to a handshake agreement last week. The existing contract expired on March 31st, but now has been extended until the end of May when the new deal, which runs into 2021, will begin. Gulfstream Aerospace, a leading manufacturer of business jets, is expanding its service center operations in Savannah. Governor Nathan Deal announced today that the $55 million expansion will create 200 new jobs in the company's service and support organizations. Located at the site of Savannah's former airport terminal, the expansion will include an additional maintenance hangar, customer tower, and a hangar support area with office and shop space. Gulfstream located its headquarters in Savannah in 1967 and has since grown from 100 local employees to more than 16,000 employees on six continents. Another Georgia county has joined the lawsuit against opioid manufacturers and distributors. WALB reports that Ben Hill County, located in southeast Georgia between Macon and Valdosta, is seeking reimbursement for the money they've spent fighting the crisis. According to the CDC, Ben Hill County had one of the highest opioid prescription rates in the state in 2016. A man posing as an Uber driver in Athens has been charged with rape and sexual battery. Police say a 21-year-old UGA student got into the minivan of 53-year-old Emerson Red outside a downtown Athens club early Friday, thinking it was the Uber she had called. She got suspicious when she saw it was missing a GPS device, so she took pictures of the driver and demanded to be let out. Police say an hour later, Red picked up another UGA student and raped her. Athens Clark County Police say the victim alerted officers after police posted a notice on Facebook. And a group of historians are scheduled to participate in a teach-in Thursday evening in Augusta. They'll be sharing historical information about a Confederate monument located in the middle of the city's downtown. The event is being sponsored by the Augusta NAACP as part of efforts to remove or add inscriptions of historical context to the city's Confederate monuments. Augusta NAACP Vice President Reverend Melvin Ivey told the Augusta Chronicle that he hopes the session will push local discussions about race relations. And a campaign donation from a Georgia school superintendent to a school board candidate is raising questions. The Savannah Morning News reports that campaign donation records show Savannah-Chatham County Public School Superintendent Ann Levitt gave a campaign contribution to District 5 incumbent Irene Hines. Levitt says she sought legal counsel before contributing to Hines, noting that she lives in District 5. Levitt also says the contribution was made before any opposition candidates were announced. Teresa Watson is challenging Hines for the District 5 seat. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.